What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the New York Minute. I'm your host, Person, and today it's time for Cap's reinforcements. We're starting Secret Avengers spoilers here on the show. Let's get right into it. As always, the link for today's spoiler article will be in the description for you. Let's go check it out. All right. Today's spoiler article is called Super, Just Super. Welcome to the start of previews for Secret Avengers. This arc features heroes and villains from Civil War. Superpowers are sort of the crux between the teams. Okay, let's take a look. Oh, man. All right, let's take a look at Cable. Cable, anti-registration. 1-6-5 health. Range. Manipulate matter. During the main, you pay a blue. Choose any character. Switch that character's attack and defense this turn. War is my life. Level up 4. When an enemy character gets stunned on your turn, Cable gains 1 XP. Okay, so that's potentially a turn 3, turn 4 level. If you go second, you might be able to speed that up a bit. This is a playable Cable. That's some funny artwork, man. Oh, man. Okay. What does he get when he levels up? At level 2, Cable's now at 311, 5 health. He still has Manipulate Matter. Choose any character, switch their attack and defense for the turn. And he has Telepathic. During the main, you pay a yellow. Turn any face-down supporting character face-up. Is this good? Is this a good main character? War is my life when an enemy character gets stunned on your turn. So he's aggro, but with defensive stats, though? Why? He's definitely playable. He's definitely playable, because you can switch their stuff to get stunned, or you can make him a 6-1 so that he can shoot. He's gonna level. He's definitely gonna level. Turn any face-down supporting character face-up. Yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this. Yeah, he gets my stamp of playability. Let's move on. Luke Cage. At level 1, he is anti-reg. 3-4-6 health. The Bernstein process. During the main, you pay a green. Luke Cage can't be struck this turn. Street level. Level up 5. When Luke Cage enters melee combat with at least one character without wings, he gains 1 XP. Normally, XP cons like this are really bad. But due to the high-profile characters, particularly in that box, and the characters that we're going to end up playing, and it's all good, he should be leveling with at least... Oh, that's a hard turn 5, unless you can ready him. Okay, that's kind of bad. That's kind of slow. There's no real way to ready him in his box on his team, but what's the payoff? At level 2, Luke Cage is an 8-5-6... He still has the Bernstein process, and he gains Sweet Christmas. During the main, you pay a red. Ready Luke Cage and put a +1/+1 counter on it. He can use this power any... Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. Seems really decent. His level up's really slow, though. I'm okay with these main characters. I recognize that they're not flashy, but they can get the job done. And if for some reason you don't want to be on Captain America or Namor for aggro, you can probably get away with Luke Cage. His green says he won't take a wound on his turn. That's good. And then you have go underground and in good hands on D. That's fine. It's a bit slow, but I think the payoff is there. Let's take a look at Kingpin. Kingpin is a 2-cost 2-3-1 anti-registration. He has Wealthy. At the start of your build phase, gain a recruit point. He also has Criminal Mastermind. During the main, you pay a yellow. Choose an enemy character. Remove any number of counters from it. That's interesting. That's really interesting. He can remove wounds. He can remove vitality counters plus and minus. That's interesting. I don't think I would ever actually pay for that unless it's exactly for the plus ones. But a 2-3 with Wealthy, if you block him, he's going to pay you back. We've seen this on a bunch of different characters, but it's never been this low in cost, except for Harry Osborn on the Spider-Friends team. Yeah, I would like to try this for sure. All right. Let's take a look at Nick Fury Sr. Anti-registration 451 range contingency plan. During the main, you pay a red. Choose an enemy character. It loses and can't gain powers until the start of your next turn. This includes level up powers. I like his stats. I do think this is the best three drop on Cap's team right now. So he's a fair Cosmo. He's a Cosmo you have to pay for. Pay a red, choose an enemy character. It loses and can't gain powers until the start of your next turn. Yeah, he's definitely the best three drop on that team, for sure. Not even close. I think he definitely replaces Cloak and that Spider-Man. The question is this worth giving up a red to Captain America? I think it might be. That ability is actually really strong. You take their range so they can't shoot you back, so you get to create board swings in that way. That's strong. I wish he had 2 health, but that's okay. We're moving on. We got a plot twist. Nightmare scenario. It's a one-of-a-kind anti-registration plot twist. It says, during the build, search your deck for a supporting character with a superpower. Reveal it and put it into your hand. Okay, this is really strong. I'm glad it's one-of-a-kind. It's not only curve fixing, but it's going to get you essentially anything you want, and definitely anything you would want out of that box. Everybody 4 and up should have a superpower on them. Your 8 drop. I'm a big fan of this, and I'm really glad that it's only one of a kind. Being able to go get your top end or go get a mid game character with a superpower with 2 health that can help you out, prevent board swings, that's really strong. How does this help Captain America? How does this help the main characters we already have? I don't know. I would have to play with the card to see. But it is strong. Abilities like this are really good, and there's a reason that they haven't shown up that much in the game so far. All right. Electron Scrambler. It's a 0-cost equipment, anti-registration. You've got 5 minutes. Equipped to an enemy character, only to an enemy character. In case you ever went over to the other side, equipped character loses and can't gain superpowers. Is this a 4 of though? That seems really strong. So it's a collar that can go on your main, on your opponent's main character? Yeah, give me that. This is strong too. I like this a lot. I like this card a lot. And I think that's it. All right, so we're going to run it down one more time, just to make sure we didn't miss anything. Cable is a 165. He has good stats at level 1. He has Trickster God for a blue. So that can lead to your opponent just straight getting stunned on your turn. Or you being able to push big attacks over on your turn. You need to stun 4 enemy characters on your turn for him to become a 311 that can recover any character. That includes hidden. So, like, if they're hiding, if they're doing, like, some kind of lockout with, like, invisibility, you can flip them back up, but only supporting characters. That seems good. Luke Cage. The Bernstein process is good, and he's going to look better and better and better the more multi-health download guys you have. When he fights somebody that doesn't have wings, so they're in the alleyway, they're in the brawl, he's going to gain 1 XP. He needs 5, though. That's a long time. I'm glad he has 6 health. And then he becomes an 8-5 with Sweet Christmas and he can fight and clear the board. That's good. It just enters melee combat with at least 1 character without wings. Yeah, that's going to take a while, man. That's crazy because there's no way to ready him in that box or on his team. So you're going to have to outsource for that to make Luke Cage look spectacular. Kingpin's interesting. I don't think we've seen playable wealthy characters in the game. He's pretty close though. He's pretty close. And Criminal Mastermind says pay a yellow, remove those vitality counters, remove those plus ones. That's good. Nick Fury Sr. Cosmo that you have to pay for is good, but he can fight and he's on team with Cap. He's on team with ranged characters. I just wish he had more health. Nightmare scenario. Searchability. Being able to search through your deck and get whatever character you want, because you're never going to play this card without being able to get what you actually want out of it. That's good. And then Electron Scrambler is an inhibitor color for your opponent's, any of your opponent's characters. That's really strong too. That's really strong. Wow. Yep. All right. That's all the spoilers for today. I'm your host, Bryson. It's been the New York Minute. Peace.